The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went away quickly from the tomb, fearful, yet overjoyed, and ran to announce the news to his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them on their way and greeted them. They approached, embraced his feet, and did him homage. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." While they were going, some of the guard went into the city and told the chief priests all that had happened. The chief priests assembled with the elders and took counsel. Then they gave a large sum of money to the soldiers, telling them, "You are to say his disciples came by night and stole him while we were asleep. And if this gets to the ears of the governor, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble." The soldiers took the money and did as they were instructed. And this story has circulated among the Jews to the present day. The Gospel of the Lord.
Once again, good morning, brothers and sisters, and welcome back to our little rectory chapel here for Easter Monday, or Monday of the Octave of Easter. And a little tiny thought for you to think about today. Consider for a moment the difference in the behavior between the apostles before Easter and what you hear now in our first reading from the Acts of the Apostles. What were the apostles like before Easter? Do you remember? Yeah, they bickered with one another. They argued about who was most important. They ran away from Jesus in his hour of greatest need. They fell asleep when they needed him. Peter denied that he knew him three times. And then suddenly you hear in the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles something totally different. Here's St. Peter and the apostles preaching in front of the city of Jerusalem. Thousands of people gathered before them, preaching with boldness, confidence, not the slightest shadow of fear in their voice. People out in the crowd thought maybe they were drunk. Some other people thought maybe they weren't playing with a full deck. What was the difference between the two? Think about St. Paul. St. Paul, the most bitter enemy of Christianity in the world, his one dying wish was to eradicate the name of Jesus Christ from the face of the earth, and then suddenly St. Paul becomes the greatest evangelizer in history, spreading the name of Jesus Christ to the limits of the known world. What was the difference? What was the difference? The difference, brothers and sisters, was the empty tomb. The difference is what we celebrate, not only on Easter Sunday and the Octave of Easter, but heck, we are an Easter people. It's the foundation of our faith. This is the power that transformed these apostles and spread the good news from Jerusalem to Troas to Antioch to Athens to Rome to the limits of the known world, lands they'd never even heard of before. This was the power that transformed doubting Thomas, dull-witted Philip, impetuous Peter, dreaming John, ambitious James, transformed them into men with hearts on fire. People who were willing to suffer, people who were willing to die if it came to that. Right? People who were completely transformed, hearts that were unconquerable. And my little thought for you here this morning is that that same power can make you unconquerable too. We need to take the power of that empty tomb, put it deep down inside of our hearts to help us to become just as unconquerable in the face of this world in which we live, to do whatever God asks us to do. Maybe some people will think you're not playing with a full deck. Who needs a full deck when you got four aces, right? The empty tomb, brothers and sisters, That is the power of perfect love. St. John once said, perfect love casts out fear. And that's why Jesus says to his apostles and to us, be not afraid. Amen.